जय प्रभुपादा जय प्रभुपाद प्रभुपाद नित्य लीला भूषण विष्णुपाद परमहंस विराजाचार्य ज्योष्ठ दर्शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत गरी वैष्णवृंद की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय शिल रामानुजाचार्य की जय समवेत वैष्णवृंद की जय शिल प्रभुपाद गुरु पूजा की जय श्री श्री गौणिताय राधा श्याम सुंदर कृष्ण बलराम दर्शनार्थी की जय श्रीमद भागवतम की जय वैष्णवाचार्य फोर संप्रदाय की जय निदाय गौर प्रमानंदे हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबली बॉडीज हरे कृष्ण ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्रील प्रभुपाद ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोवीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदान् सहगनललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चतदीशतारिणे नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धांत सरस्वतीति नामिने नमः गौरकिशोराय साक्षात् वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बरसाम्बोधे पदाम्बुजाय ते नमो नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनामिने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगभराय गौराविर्भावभूमिस्थं निर्दिष्टसज्जनप्रियो वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्रीजगन्नाथाय ते नमः वंशाकल्पतरुवेश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महापदान्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमो तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वृंदाए तुलसीदेवाय प्रियाय केशवश्च च कृष्ण भक्ति पदे देवी सत्वती नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायस्य अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी थैंक यू फॉर ऑल giving me opportunity to serve and glorify Srila Ramanujacharya's Shiksha. And actually, in the process, this morning even, I was appreciating Srila Prabhupada for delivering me by giving the highest concept of existence for the soul can ever think or imagine. So Srila Ramanujacharya has the biggest contribution in our Krishna consciousness movement. And sometimes some question may arise, like I used to travel with Srila Jayapataka Swami in 79, sometime in a different villages, and how there are so many Sahajiya in Birbhum, Joydev Goswami's place, there's a 50,000 Sahajiya, Dorbes, Naraneri, they all gathers, and how we don't have anything to obtain from them, even though they follow physically, externally, same like us. They even have Six Goswami, Lord Chaitanya, but their connection is physical. Inside, no essence, no siddhanta, no understanding. And they imitate. They are literally imitate. I have experience. This is not just I'm hearing from the book. So we don't have so much regards. We respect them as a soul, but we don't have regards of those people apparently physically like us. But we do respect Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, even though they do not talk about Radha Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, Gaur Nitya, Krishna Balaram. They don't. Hardly they talk. But because of their contribution on Siddhanta, it's the foundation of our philosophy. So we respect and we obey. Also in the Shastra says these four Acharyas are bona fide. So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakur, when he installed the four deities in Mayapur, represent four sampradaya, and he gave 7 days lectures. So he quote this, that there has to be a standard of measurement. If you want to know who is higher, what is lower, how is one is greater, there has to be some standard of measurement. And standard of measurement is rasam. Rasam that Prabhupada speaks in the introduction of Nectar of Devotion. Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada gives at least 4 pages on this rasam. What is rasa? He doesn't say om, but he says rasa. Any impetus, anything that drives anybody to do anything, whether in America or in hell or heaven, what is driving force, it's called rasa. And if you scrutinize that what is the highest degree of happiness, then you will come, everybody will accept. Even believer or not believer, or even other sampradaya, they will accept. Even Gauru Keshava Prabhu, who so much spending time in Ramanu sampradaya, I was talking to him. He says, as for Rasatattva, they always, it's a nice thing. They always say, go to the Gauriyas, we don't have much. That was very nice preaching. So Prabhupada's books, those who are distributing, Dibbanga Prabhu and others, everybody, I know most of the devotees distribute, you are doing the greatest favor in the world. They must know this. Other sampradaya books are also okay, but in this Kali Yuga, Mahaprabhu's view is expressed by Srila Prabhupada's books more than other sampradaya, because this is Kali Yuga. Mahaprabhu has come. So we decided this sloka to repeat together or after. This is the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he went to Ramanujacharya's place, and in the dialogue, very sweet dialogue, and there is something stands out. So I just picked one verse, it's not something, just only that verse. The whole, all the verses are very nice. So please repeat after. Siddhantastu abhedapi Srisha Krishna Sarupayaha Rasena Utkrishyate Krishna Rupam Esha Rasasthiti. Please chant. Siddhantastu Abhedapi श्रीशाकृष्णस्वरूपाय रसेन उत्कृष्यते कृष्ण रूपमेष रसस्थिति सिद्धान्तस्तु अभेदपि श्रीशाकृष्णस्वरूपाय रसेन उत्कृष्यते कृष्ण रूपमेषा रसस्थिति माता वैष्णवीज सॉरी सिद्धान्तस्तु अभेदपि श्रीशाकृष्णस्वरूपाय रसेन उत्कृष्यते कृष्ण रूपमेष रसस्थिति वैष्णवी सिद्धान्तस्तु अभेदपि श्रीशाकृष्णस्वरूपाय येन उत्कृष्यते कृष्ण रूपमेष रसस्थितिः थैंक यू Srila Prabhupada's translation, Banquet of Bhatta continued. According to transcendental realization, there is no difference between the form of Narayan and Krishna. Yet, in Krishna, there is a special transcendental attraction due to the conjugal mellow, and consequently, he surpasses Narayan. This is the conclusion of transcendental mellow. In fourth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada, in one purport, he says, Krishna's beauty supersedes such a extent that even Narayan cannot find. So he goes after. If you read Krishna book, we see Mahavishnu stole 10 sons of Brahmana. Why? Only one reason, not two or three. Even Mahavishnu wants to see the form of Dwarka Krishna. And Dwarka Krishna cries, these are the evidence to see Vrindavan Krishna. So anyway, it was very interesting with Gaura Keshava Prabhu. He's very nice and he really well versed, aware of Ramanuja Acharya's teaching. But unless somebody has nectar of devotion, I don't think anybody should give any opinion what is Gauri or Siddhanta means. Because Rupa Goswami has established very scientifically what is what. Now, before that, I'll go back to the verse, but I want to just explain a little brief. The reason Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur brought this, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad actually put this five level or layer or division of knowledge. Anything to understand, there has to be standard of measurement, as I mentioned before. And the taste, what pleases the Lord the most, and it benefits the soul. Samprasanna Krishna, Jayatma Suprasiddhati, even many places, Savi Pungsa Paro Dharma, Jata Bhakti Radhakshaja, Ahetukya Pratiyata, Jayatma Suprasiddhati, Dharma Mulam Hi Bhagavan. All these verses saying the same thing, Jayatma Suprasiddhati. And Jayatma means there is a two Atma. The Supreme God, Atma, who becomes so happy, and as a result, the sadhak or practitioner, Jiva, who comes to please him, he becomes the highest happiness he ever experienced. So that should be the standard of measurement. Who is who, how much he is giving, who is giving how much. Let me ask you a question. Is everybody awake now? Good. In the wake, also in internet, whoever is listening, if you are awake, then you must be aware that whatever you experience through your senses, this is called first degree of understanding absolute truth called pratyaksha. Whatever you can use through your senses, you have a knowledge acquiring senses, active senses. We are not talking about deep sleep or dream. We are talking about direct senses, means whatever you perceive with this physical body. Most of the scientists or most of the conditioned soul falls into this category. So their understanding or existence will be disturbed. And if we go to the next level, then we will understand that paroksha. Paroksha means you can use others' senses to establish the truth. Like potassium cyanide. Nobody ever tasted and spoke about it. They only tasted and died. And the immediate death, so they have some idea it is poisonous, but they don't know how it acts, whether it has a flavor or it has a what kind of taste or how you compare. Nothing, nobody can explain. But still they accept. And a lot of scientists accept the direct and indirect paroksha. Also, Buddhism began from there. And everybody has an experience when you go to the dream, you leave this physical world, your physical senses inactive. So your mental body is still active in the dream. So mind is superior to the senses. Krishna says, Manoeva Indriyani Parani Ahur, Indriyabha Paro Mano, Manastu Para Buddhi, Buddhistu Paratat Shah. So above the sense object is senses, above the senses is mind. So it's proven, even in atheist agrees that in dream, your mind is still active and the senses, physical senses are lying on the bed. So mind is superior. And then when you go to deep sleep, you have no idea whether you exist or not. Only when you come out, you say, I had a good 4 hours sleep. How do you know you had a good sleep? You have no idea what is it. Only you are saying it. So how to understand this? So Baladev Vidyabhusan Thakur says, an object can be said to exist when it manifests in intelligence. So intelligence was still active where mind dissolves. From the soul, thinking, willing, feeling is emanating, coming from the heart, passing through the heart, then intelligence, then mind, and then senses, then sense object. We are seeing this world, enjoyment, this, that, list goes on. But when we do bhakti, it reverts. It reverts. But the yogis, gyanis, they also do meditation. In that experience, they also experience like this. And Buddhism also experiencing like this, that they want to withdraw everything and come to a point where your existence is not important. That's what they always say. Famous guy, Richard from Canada, the Buddhist preacher, he wrote so many books. And I had a personal talk, come to the shop. And I asked him many questions. I pounded again and again. Come on, tell me, what happened that Bodhisattva? Bodhisattva means their goal of life. Buddhi means intelligence. Sattva means existence. Existence is illuminated by intelligence. So what happened when you are there? So Govind, it's not important. It's not important who you are, where you are. It's not important. I said, this is a very blind follower. I cannot purchase like this. I am aware who I am, and if you start stealing from my shop, you think I'll just sit down here, I'm not aware? So how can I be losing my existence? He said, no, this is what Buddha gave. Anyway, their philosophy, it attracts to the fools and unintelligent. Not possible Hare Krishna devotee will ever even come attracted to that philosophy. It's very, it's good, those who are not so much thoughtful in spiritually. This is good for those who are materially thoughtful, you know, materially thoughtful like scientists, educated, so-called PhD. They can be attracted because they spiritually they cannot think. Spiritual thoughtfulness and material thoughtfulness, two difference. So then, when you stay in deep sleep, this is the goal of Buddhism. Do we accept? Yes, we also accept. Because in third canto, Kapildev explaining in the Pradhan, the unmanifested existence of the soul, and material nature and modes. The difference between Mahatattva and Pradhan, Pradhan is unmanifested, nobody knows. Just like a girl just got a pregnant. Well, she doesn't have a big tummy or anything. She just got pregnant yesterday, or 7 days, they tested it, she's pregnant. But you don't see any sign of a child. So it's kind of like a unmanifested means it's there, but nobody knows. No movement, nothing. So that existence is like a slumber, big deep sleep slumber. That's Buddhism's ultimate goal. And if you are fortunate, maybe you will come back when the creation takes place. Maybe you will be aware by the mercy of Krishna. Now, if you go further, then comes to Shankaracharya, who gave that, no, you do exist. You don't completely lose your identity. So he comes to a point where he gives kind of a hazy experience, like a dream. Prabhupada gives like a dream you have, but you cannot have access or you cannot explain thoroughly. But you have some idea. So their understanding also that we don't lose completely, but we do exist, but what is it? Well, we can't say it. We can't explain. How do you know Brahmananda is very ecstasy when you lose your own existence? You don't remember when you are in so-called Brahman. And if you don't remember, then how do you claim that this is the highest? In last life, I did so many things, but I don't remember. So how can I say that that was the higher, better than this life? So that idea is actually condemned, in a sense, with a higher intelligence. Then, but this idea has another positive side, what we call samadhi. Like samadhi. Like Prabhupada in, Holland, he was very grave. He was sitting and serious face, so the devotee got a little nervous. They thought maybe something not proper, he's not happy. So next day they asked him, are you okay, Prabhupada? You are very morose or sad. Prabhupada said, I've never been so happy in my life. I'm just trying to control so that people don't see I'm wild. So Prabhupada was very nice. He said, but that's appear like a grave or serious or depressed or sad or morose. But he was the highest platform. This is kind of a samadhi. This existence also we accept. Great Acharya also, they exhibit this. Because they are so happy, but externally nobody can see. Because externally they want to see with the direct perception, pratyaksha. Now the next one, adakshaja, is very important for us. Without adakshaja, we cannot go to aprakrita. Adakshaja is the conception, Vasudev consciousness. Then comes Narayan consciousness, then comes Krishna consciousness. So Vasudev conception begins, means seeing Krishna behind everything. He is the cause of all causes. It's required. But there is something happens when humility arises. Srila Ramanujacharya explains that we will see ourselves underground. Underground means there is no way I can get out of this world. This is the sign of a humility. That time we really submit to Prabhupada's lotus feet and cry, Prabhupada, please rescue me. I know you have come, but I don't feel it. Please, please help me. Please help me. This position is compulsory, required. At that time, the devotee will see the real feeling, thinking, willing, the knowledge is above. Nothing to do with this material world. Nothing to do with my sense perception. Nothing can touch. They will see, or I will see myself underground, like a dungeon. This is compulsory to every devotee before they progress further. And they will not just hearing; they will feel also that my sense perception cannot perceive anything of this world, of that world. It's all His mercy. But there is something I have to do also. Because something called free will requires surrender. So these two things, that I fully depends on their mercy. Prabhupada, I want you to give me, please give me mercy. I feel like I don't have access. This submission is called adakshaja beginning. That means the Lord will start revealing through His knowledge in the heart of the soul. And the soul, as he gets it, he will cut down the layer of, especially the 8 layers of this existence. Slowly, slowly he will cut it out, cut it out. Very thick layer. This is not just little, little layer. Then they will cut down all these 8 layers that we all know. Earth, air, water, fire, ether. This is all within this body. The 400 trillion miles of this air, amount of air, is the same as air that we are breathing. It's the same air connected. So therefore, when I purify this air, like Bhagavad Gita 2:17, second chapter, 17 verse, in the purport, Prabhupada put one verse. Esa anuratma chetosa viditebha jasmin prane panchada sang vivesh. So in the translation is, Prabhupada write that when these 5 airs, the soul is floating on, is purified, that time, with intelligence, you can see who you are. So how this purifying? This is the Dibba Gyan start from Adakshaja platform. What Ramanujacharya literally explains so vast, very nicely. And no entrance in that plane or existence with material experience, material senses or anything. It has to be only by that. And Srila Ramanujacharya, he has established that he defeat the Mayavadi and Jnani by saying that your goal is Nirved Brahmanusandha. Prabhupada also quote this many times. But we have to know what is that. Sometimes he doesn't translate, I notice Prabhupada. He just, because his moods is going on. He says, Nirved Brahmanusandha, this has to go. And you think, what did he say? Nirved Brahmanusandha means where this Viraja ending and Brahma Jyoti beginning. Brahma Jyoti, where there is no variety, you come to a point like you are not need of this world. Even in Alachua, you will feel, Prabhupada gives in 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, that how we should progress. So you will come to feel yourself that I really don't need anything of this world, neither I got anything spiritual world. Where am I? If you don't have a good sadhusanga, you may fall back. So that's why this is risky. So this is that place. It's called Nirved Brahmanusandha, where Jnanis wants to go, higher than Buddhist. But they have to come back if they don't have the relationship. Now we'll go back to the aprakrita, what we are getting. There is just something that Ramanujacharya explained, and Madhvacharya also explained, that Lakshmi's love for the Lord Narayan is highest form. Ramanuj Sampradaya, they also explain that actually emblem of Daishyaraj is Hanumanji. Very good. Then you ask a question, because I asked that question. In Ramayana also said Hanumanji felt, he was eating this very nice, sumptuous, delicious food. He felt this is so tasty, he wanted to offer Ram, but he felt guilty. I'm a servant. How can I think my remnants to go there? Can you explain this? You are following the Hanuman's highest emblem of your goal. You want to follow Hanumanji. But how do you explain this? When Hanumanji comes as a Murari Gupta, he fed Lord Chaitanya like this. His wife was giving his ghee rice. He just said, eat more, eat more, eat more, like this. His own food. Murari Gupta was offering. That's why next day Mahaprabhu comes and knocks the door. I got indigestion. You fed me too much. So these are all true. In Krishna Lila, we see that coward boys feeding each other. We just had a whole month discussion. They cannot explain this. Another explanation that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says that if somebody don't focus on one thing, what is the real purpose of anything? Now, Srila Prabhupada was asked that question also in England. And he gave that answer. Simple one word. He said, enjoyment. What's the purpose of anything? Swamiji, reporter asked Prabhupada. He said, enjoyment, to enjoy. That is 100% true. Because in Golok Vrindavan, there is one thing, is pinnacle of everything, is that there is a tremendous passion, love, between this divine couple called Radha and Krishna. If that passionate love is not there, there is no purpose of anything spiritual or material, or you or us or even discussion today. Just because that one thing exists, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur pounded it, because that one thing exists, there is a tremendous passion, love that Krishna has for Radhika and Radhika has for Krishna. That's the only reason the Vrindavan manifested. There was no Vrindavan before. Vrindavan is the first existence of as for land. That from Srimati Radhika's effulgence, beautiful passion Krishna saw, that Krishna's blue color, Srimati Radhika's yellow color merges, became green. The first creation of Vrindavan. Anything or everything you can accommodate if we understand this aprakrita. Aprakrita that Prabhupada has come to give us. Mahaprabhu has come to give us. And SB means Srimad Bhagavatam is. Even they say that Lakshmi Devi is love, but in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion with Venkat Bhatta, we find that when Mahaprabhu asked, of course, when you become a guest in somebody's house, Mahaprabhu is such a genius. He did not attack them philosophically in the beginning. So he stayed there 4 months. You know, they became familiar. They served him. And he met thousands of people every day. Just before his leaving, one day he attacked with the philosophy. All this time he did not, very nicely. So he asked, oh, Venkata Bhatta, you are giving Bhagavatam speeches. I heard from your childhood, you grow up. You know the entire Bhagavatam, Vedanta. You know, Ramanuja Sampradaya, they follow Vishnu Puran as their main book. And for us, Srimad Bhagavatam is the main book. But one question, if you ever meet, because you will confront, in Georgia they are building a temple, $20 million Lakshmi Narayan temple. So some they're good, it's good, preaching is going on very good. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra, they have to give importance, otherwise they will be deprived. So I always ask this simple question from Vishnu Puran Patalkhanda. There is a story of this Bhakti Devi who had 2 sons. We all know that story, Jnana and Vairagya. Sir, can you explain, Prabhuji, why in your Vishnu Puran, that your authority, this Bhakti Devi traveled all over South India, came to Vrindavan, but no scripture, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishad, Purana, no scripture could revive them. No scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, nothing could revive these 2 sons of Bhakti Devi. Only 1 scripture revived, Srimad Bhagavatam. Can't you see this is superior? Even Vishnu Puran is glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam's superiority. How many examples from your scripture you can find that Srimad Bhagavatam is the conclusion of all literature? Sarva Vedanta Sarami, Srimad Bhagavatam Ishvate. Tad rasamrita triptascha. You have to taste that Srimad Bhagavatam, then you will never find that taste anywhere else. Every scripture, all other literature actually created just for one thing, to glorify Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is so great. So Mahaprabhu asked Venkata Bhatta, you are giving speech on Bhagavatam and everything. I have a question. Your object, goal of life, that you want to assist in the mood of Lakshmi Devi serving to Narayan, that is the highest. Hanumanji in that Daishwarash is the highest. Those are very good. But why your Narayan's wife, Lakshmi Devi, is the most chaste? But she left her husband. And she went to Belbon in Vrindavan and meditating. So Venkata Bhatta says, how can you say such thing? No, that's not possible. Look at in 10th Canto, 16th chapter, Kaliyas. When Kaliyas was completely smashed, then his wives, they all came and praying. And one of the prayers will come in a few months, that, oh, Prabhu, what did our husband do that he was so rebellious, he was trying to hurt you, and you still forcefully, you gave him blessing. Lakshmi Devi never got that blessing. Then Venkata Bhatta opened the book, and he's reading the sloka. He said, wow, I read so many times this Srimad Bhagavatam, but I never saw it. So then he felt a little disturbed. Then he quoted this verse, that today's verse. Siddhantasto abhedopi swisho krishna sarupayo. Rasena utkrishyate krishna rupam esa rasasthiti. That Krishna is superior to Narayan. But then Venkat Bhatta says, but Prabhu, can I suggest something? That if a chaste lady goes to a, what they call, where they play the drama? Theater place. Theater, you know what I meant. And there is a stage. And then she saw her husband dressed in a different person in the play. And she really fall in love with that person. But it's still the same husband. So why you think it is not chaste? So Mahaprabhu smile. Mahaprabhu say, that's all right. You're trying to saying that Lakshmi is never, nothing wrong. Narayan is still. But let me ask you this. If you say this, then after the husband comes back from the stage, will she still meditate on that play role, or she will go with the husband as a chaste? Well, of course she will go. But that's not what Bhagavatam says. He says, still she is meditating. She's never got it. Then Venkat Bhatta is thinking, who is this sannyasi? I thought I knew him for 4 months. He's eating with me in the same house. But he's now attacking with him. My faith is very disturbed. It's very disturbed, you know, it's very dangerous. Because he's like a first time, he's a big speaker, and first time he got challenged that he cannot answer. So he came to a point that he said, I'm trying to squeeze it, that maybe not possible anybody gets it. So she's trying to get it. Then he said, where this idea originated? So Narad Muni, of course, Narad Muni has to be there, right? Narad Muni was traveling in Vaikuntha. And while he's traveling, now this story is in the Purana. And you can ask that too, Sri Sampradaya. But we don't like to challenge them. But if they challenge our understanding, then we repeat those. Then this story is given that Narad Muni was glorifying Lord Krishna's beauty, personality, loving nature in Vrindavan. And then Lakshmi Devi says, oh, my husband has a form. I know he goes in a Krishna form. Say, no. You have no idea, Lakshmi Devi. If you once you see it, you will be surprised. She said, but I heard. I said, let me ask you. Did ever your husband put his hand on your shoulder and hug you, embrace you? Then Lakshmi Devi said, no. Well, he danced. He danced. Narayan never danced. But that's what my point is. Narayan, Narayan, he lives. Lakshmi Devi is now bewildered. My husband danced. He never danced with me. And he embraced and all these things. Wow, how is it possible that my husband does this in other place? Not I am his chaste wife. So she was very disturbed. And then she came to meditate. Then Lord Krishna appeared there. So what do you want? You are my chaste wife in my Narayan form, but I am in Krishna form in Vrindavan. What do you want? Prabhu, I must enter into Vrindavan. He said, well, there is some eligibility required. So then she said, okay. He said, first, you are the head of all the Brahmana's wife. You are the leader. You have to give up your position. She thought for a moment, no problem. Okay, then you give up your all these ornaments, brahmana, birth. What do you mean? Well, you have to become Vaishya. It may not be big deal to you, but those are Brahman in India. Maybe Keshav Prabhu may know, or Indian. There's no way you can tell him to become Vaishya. No way. He wants to be eternally Brahman. They're so fanatic of the Brahman conception. So, because originally coming from Lakshmi Devi, she's the head of the... So she says, this is hard, but I'll do it. So that's not enough. Then you have to become a coward girl. Okay? No jewelry, just flower, you know, like a normal village girl. And you have to collect cow dungs instead of chanting mantra and... She thought for a moment, and she said, okay, She's thinking, this is it, I still want to go. Then the final point, she failed. What is the final point? Then Krishna says, you have to marry another man. What? Prabhu, you are my only husband. I cannot even dream or imagine. So I'm sorry. You have to marry another boy, coward boy. And you have to meet me hidingly. Nobody should know. Prabhu, this is not possible. So I'm sorry. I have to go. She is disturbed. And till today, she is there meditating. We don't know future. but at least she failed. So when you tell this story, they wonder. We worship Lakshmi Narayana. Who is Radha Krishna? There's one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Devi Krishna Mahi Prakta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mahi Sarva Kanti Sammohini Para. Even Lakshmi Devi, she came to this temple called Siddhasram, where Srimati Radhika was worshipped. All the queens of Dwarka also came. And they saw her beauty first time. They only heard about her, him, because Krishna cries in Dwarka, you know. When husband, tears making the pillow wet, wife knows what's going on. You have experience, I'm sure. Oh, well, maybe not. But you think like, and then when, you remember there is a whole chapter about in Krishna book that the queens of Dwarka asked Draupadi, how is possible one person controlling five husbands and we are 16,100 wife cannot control one? Sukhdev Goswami mentioned three times, same Sanskrit word in those chapters, they fail to control him because his beauty is superseding. Every time they come up with idea to control. In love, there is a two nature, to control each other. This is normal. So they want to see that Krishna begs to them to, you know, stay with him or something. But every time they come up with something, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's sweet, Krishna's smile, supersede. But in Vrindavan, he fails. He is subordinate to Srimati Radhika and Manjuri's, all this. So this is aprakrita. So how to understand this? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur says, just like if you see a married couple, they have a love intimacy, yes, married couple. They have a love intimacy, but when they come to temple, do you see that intimacy? It's a good example he gave. You don't see it, you just see them, or they are standing just like a statue and they are offering. They are not really talking intimacy anything, neither they are embracing or anything, just doing the formality in the temple and they go. Do they have a love? Well, in the temple you're not supposed to see that. So, concept of Narayan, Lakshmi, this is like a temple worship. Prabhupada gave an example in Chaitanya Charitamrita also. He gave that judge. He translated very nicely. He said, judge, everybody needs help of a judge when he is conditional or criminal, you can say. One time Prabhupada was a little heavy. He says, everybody is criminal, including Brahma. And then you say, one moment, pause. And he says, I mean, including Brahma. I was thinking, wow, he was thinking. He just didn't say, he was repeating that. So everybody is criminal, according to Prabhupada, in this world. And when you're criminal, you need to be proper judgment. So you need to go to judge. How do you go to judge? You cannot approach judge. You cannot just go to judge. Sir, excuse me, you have to give me, let me go. No. In order to approach judge, you need a lawyer. Who are the lawyers? Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya. These acharyas, gurus, they are the lawyer. But none of the sampradaya beside Gauriya talks about the same judge, what he does in his private life. When he goes to home, then his wife embrace him. His mother say, hey, son, give me a glass of water. You cannot do that in the court. You cannot say, judge, I'm a little hot. Can you put a fan on? Nobody can. There is a police. I saw, they have a, what do you call, security guard. They'll throw you out if you disturb anything. There is a gunman or whatever you call, security guard, next to the judge, always in every court. So, huh? They put you in jail. Very good. So nobody can approach, but lawyer can approach the judge in their proper etiquette. But no, we are not talking about the God, the judge in the court. We are talking about God, the judge in his private house called Aprakrita, Vrindavan. This part Ramanuja Acharya did not talk much, very little. Rather, when the question came, he expanded. Just like, you know, the 24 mantra teachings of Lord Chaitanya Prabhupada gives this. Keshavaya namo, Narayana namo, Madhavaya namo, Govindaya namo, Madhusudana namo, Trivikramaya namo, Vamanaya namo, Sridharaya namo, Rishikeshaya namo, Padmanabhaya namo, Damodaraya namo, Vasudevaya namo, Sankarsanaya namo, Pradyumnaya namo, Niridhaya namo, Adhokshajaya namo, Purushottamaya namo, Nishingaya namo, Achyutaya namo, Janardanaya namo, Upendraya namo, Haraya namo, Krishnaya namo. The last one is Krishnaya namo. So these 24 names in Vaikuntha, also Krishna name is there. But Prabhupada, you can see he's from Vrindavan. You know why? Because teachings of Sanatan Shiksha, in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, you read, Prabhupada put something. He said, not one time, he repeating. He says, this Damodar is also in Vaikuntha, but we meant Damodar in Vrindavan. This Krishna also in Vaikuntha, but it meant in Madhava. He goes each one. He's talking about there is a Damodar, Madhusudan, everything in Krishna in Vrindavan. He talks like this. This is not exactly like written like this, but this is Prabhupada's feeling. He wants us to understand. Even in Bhagavad Gita, what is that, 18th chapter, where is that, Manmana Bhava Madhva, 65? Manmana Bhava Madhvakta Madhjaji Mam Namaskuru, in Mame Vashyasi Satyamte Pratijani Priyoshime. In the purport, in the middle, you will see, Prabhupada says, there are many names, Nishinga, Rama, Baraha, all this, but we should meditate only 200 form of Krishna. Where Krishna says that? But Prabhupada putting it. Because this is his mood. He wants us to have only Vrindavan Krishna is the highest form. I did not talk anything about, I talk about Ramanuja Acharya's teaching, but I must give some pastimes of his life. Ramanuja Acharya had a many, many fascinating pastimes, at least 51 pastimes. And each pastimes, maybe 1 hour, you can say with Siddhanta, very nice. And how one gradually progress in his teachings. Oh, by the way, before that, I wanted to say, in Adokshaja, Ramanu Sampradaya, there is a two division of followers. One is called Badakalai, one is called Tenkalai. So those who are Tenkalai, these Tenkalai are, now I'm going to explain this one first. The Ramanuja Acharya's teachings, he said two ways you can go to spiritual world. One is by bhakti and one is by prapannam. But by bhakti, you have to be twice born. Means Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahmana. They can be twice born. Sudra cannot get, ladies cannot get, animals, nobody else can approach the spiritual world. This is fact. He said this. So by bhakti, only those Dija, twice born, can approach. The rest have to go through the prapannam. Prapannam means you surrender, but not the idea we think of surrender. It says means when you need it, you always depend on him. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he emphasized this, and he found this, and he says that there is actually, they call in their language, Badkalai and Tenkalai. The Tenkalai are by those aluars. You remember Kulashekhar? Now we also take, Prabhupada took Maharaj Kulashekhar. Prabhupada wrote a book, halfway he wrote a book, or halfway he translated, I should say. Seven verses. Thank you, Pushkar Prabhu. I didn't even know the seven verses. I thought halfway. So you say one fifth or something like that. You know. Okay. The Mukunda Mala Stotram. That book Prabhupada started. Some or other he didn't finish, but others finished. So that book, there's a Maharaj Kulashekhar. He's also one of the aluar. They follow bhakti. And they give, and they say, not everybody can do what we do. So therefore it is not applicable. But that's not true. That's true at that time maybe. But in this age right now, it is not true. Why? Because Mahaprabhu gave Hare Krishna Mahamantra. At least few times I heard, Prabhupada says, this is so nice. Just, you can think of Krishna just by chanting his name. If you have to think of Krishna only when you enter in the altar, how many times? When they go to rest from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock, you are out of Krishna consciousness. because you are not serving. So according to that process. But Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada, again, I heard this very nice, Prabhupada says, it's so nice, you can just chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is so nice. This way you can perform pure bhakti. You don't need any other worshipping, this, that. Just chanting, 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 book distribution is enough. Book distribution and chanting is enough. This is so nice, Prabhupada says, just by chanting you can do all. What is that? In Chaitanya Chaitanya he says, Nava Vidha Purna Bhakti Naam Hoite Hai. Nava Vidha Purna Bhakti Naam Hoite Hai. From Hare Krishna Mahamantra, all nine processes are done. How? When I chant, that chanting itself, you can meditate of serving, worshipping, praying, everything is done by this one chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is Tankalai. Tankalai, they say, we are his. You heard the story of this cat philosophy? Everybody heard this, right? This is what it is, originally coming from. The cat grabs the baby kitten. What the kitten does? Nothing. Do they surrender? No. So how is that idea? Well, they think we depend on God. Whatever he will do it. He will do it for us. Don't worry. And the other philosopher, Bhatkalai, established by Desik Acharya, he gives importance on that, wait, you have a free will, you have to submit yourself. So their idea is monkey idea. When monkey means does everything, grab the body of the mother, everywhere, just don't let it go. And then the monkey mother jump from branch to branch. So they do everything, mother does not do anything, and cat does everything, kitten does not do anything. Mahaprabhu combined these two together when he went. He said, you have to do both. That's why this Krishna consciousness philosophy actually synthesized all our acharyas, every sampradaya together. This Hare Krishna Mahamantra. We depend on mercy and we also do our. We have to chant, also we depend on mercy. Both we accept. So Ramanuja Acharya, he was very victorious preacher. Not just preacher, very victorious preacher. There is many, many pastimes when you heard the story how, anyway, I'm not going to talk about his giving up family life. It's a very nice story how he redirected, but it's a long story. He was born in a very high family, and in the family issue we see that from his childhood he was a preacher. Even from his childhood, when he submitted himself to be under a guru, Jadav Acharya, that time he was taking as a student. One time Jadav Acharya was lying down, and those days, you go and serve guru to get the knowledge. So he was massaging guru's feet, and then one student came and he asked a question. Kapashana, he quoted this from a shastra. How to understand this? Then Jadav Acharya, the teacher, guru, who got trained by Sankara philosophy, Mayavad philosophy. So he blasphemed the definition. You know, every shastra has a two definition, primary and secondary. So they only follows the secondary. He says that God's eye is like a backside of the male monkey's bottom. What they call asshole, something like that. Anyway. It's reddish, pinkish. It's such a disgusting. So this boy, Ramanuj, his name was Lakshman. Jamunacharya had one disciple whose sister's son is Lakshman, Ramanuj Acharya. There's a whole pastime also that. And then he was giving message, then from his eye, the tear drops. And then the teacher said, hey, you crying? Why are you crying? You're giving me message. He said, Gurudev, you have explained such a blaspheming way. I felt offended. I am traumatized. He was just a little boy, little kid. And then he says, oh, what did I do wrong? He said, Lord's eye is not like this. And then he broke down the verse. And he broke down verse and he explained that how sun represent the God's eye causes the lotus to bloom. So lotus petal is a given reference is like an eye of a Lord, not the monkey's back rear part. And so then Jadavacharya was not feeling good, Guru, because this, you know, as a little kid challenging his, and this is happening few times. Then he thought that he must protect Shankaracharya's teaching, so he made a whole plan to kill him. And I'm just going to squeeze the story very quick. So then he went from South India to Prayag, North India. It's about long distance, 1,200, 1,500 kilometers, I don't know, in miles, something like this. So he thought that on the way he will send him to a forest and eaten by some animal. So this way he's not seen committing sin or anything. So his cousin brother told him that news, and then this way he escaped. But how did he escape the 1 month walk alone as a little boy? Well, he was chanting this Lord Bharadraj, one who gives mercy always. His name is Bharadraj. That deity is still there in South India. The Bharadraj, he was chanting his name, and he was chanting. All of a sudden, after a while walking, he saw this hunter, husband and wife. They say, oh, in the middle of the forest, how did you come? Well, I want to go back, but it takes 1 month walk, you know. So he says, oh, then the wife of the hunter says, I'm so thirsty. It's got dark. Can you get some water? So Ramana says, okay, I can go and get it. The hunter says, no, don't go. It's dark. It's too many danger animal here. They will eat you up in the morning. So they stayed under the tree, and in the morning, his name is Lakshman, he went and got some water with his palm like this and gave four times. On the last time when he came with it, they disappeared. Then he found it was almost giving him morning, and then one old man comes with the little lamp and is showing him, come, I'll show you how to go. Where do you come from? Then all of a sudden he also disappeared. Then he found himself, the 1 month journey was one night. He found himself, oh, it's on the edge of this big city of his hometown. Oh, how did they come here? So then he went and he told this to his Gurudev, and not Gurudev, his Ramanujacharya's another disciple named Kanchipuram. I'm trying to think like which one to tell which one. There are so many nice stories, so many actually. Kanchipuram born in a Sudra family. And Ramanuj wanted to take initiation, but he knows the etiquette. So then, maybe I'll just throw this story, just bear with me, just, and then we'll end it. Then Kanchipuram, he wanted to take initiation. So Kanchipuram went to Bharadraj. Oh my Lord, he wants to take initiation, but I know his wife come from a caste Brahman. She is very fanatic Brahman. She does not think anybody can become Brahman unless you are born Brahman. You know, if you calculate like this, almost all the Gaudiya Math is finished. Because majority, even in India, Gaudiya Math, they are not Brahmin mostly. Very few. So, but she is fanatic. She grew up like this. There's two types of Brahman, and this is one type of. So then Kanchipuram, being invited by Ramanuj every day, so he said, okay, I'll come one day and take some prasadam in your house. So one day, he knows that when Ramanuj is not in the house, he goes to see the deity. So he came in that between. And he told his wife, oh, I came to, he invited me for prasadam. Okay. Then she arranged this prasadam, she served. After he ate, he's a great Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava. After he ate and gone, she called a low-class sweeper called Sudra, said, come and clean this and throw all these remnants. And why he left remnants? So then when Ramanujacharya heard it, he was very happy that he came. And he said, oh, my dear wife, you have done such a great activity. You served that Vaishnava? I said, yes. Was he happy when you served? Yes. Did he eat well? Yes. Oh, great. I'm so happy. Now, please bring me the remnants. I was waiting whole life for this. I said, what do you mean remnants? I said, the leftover. Well, she said, we don't eat this in this house. We are Brahmana culture. We don't eat from. So then she went, then he found out that she threw away by a low class. And she, this is not a first time, three times he did. Many occasions. Then one occasion he made a whole plan how to get out. And to get out, Ramanujacharya made a little plan. He is very frustrated with this life, what is going on. So one time, one old Brahmana came for food. And he says, oh, go to my wife and ask that I'm a Brahman, hungry, I need some food. So he goes there, she said, all these Brahmana wants free food. What is this? Get out from here. So then he says, oh, come here. I'll give you something. You go this time, she will give you food. So he gave a little pot with a swastik sign and coconut and decoration with a little note. My dear daughter, your brother is getting married. You must come quickly because we don't have a time. The wedding will take place tomorrow. So try to leave today and with this Brahmana. And so he arranged this. And same Brahmana come back. He said, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell you. This is the news from your father. She got the letter. She's so happy. She's so happy. She invited the Brahmana, feed him everything. Then Ramanuj comes and say, oh, you know, my father just sent a letter. My brother getting married. And say, well, I'm busy right now. You have to go. You can go. Said, I'll come later. So she immediately, then Ramanuj said, well, pack up more things because you're going to stay longer there because you can. Oh, really? I can stay longer? Great. So she packed up everything. And he also locked the door and he left. So he came, he took initiation from another personality. There is a story, not today, Mahapurna. Mahapurna is a great. Mahapurna, when he came, this is just before he took the sannyas or left. Mahapurna, he came and his wife and him both are from a Sudra. Sudra means, how do you say in English? Low class. But they are great Vaishnava, family man, but a great Vaishnava. So one day, his wife was fetching water from a well. When the water was coming, the water, few drops dropped on his guru, that Mahapurna's wife's pot. And she freaked out. How dare your water touching my water? I'm from a Brahmana family. And you come from a Sudra family. And she started yelling, and all these ladies are watching. Wow. She is really humiliating their guru's wife. So then the wife told the husband that this is what happened. They left. When Ramanujacharya came and he found, so he reconfirmed, that's it, I have to go. I have to go to preach. So he went, and you all know that story. When he came with Mahapurna to all the way to the Srirangam, where Ramanujacharya's body was taken, while he's taking. And then he was so much intense separation from his guru, and he told his guru, told all the sannyasis. He had a 700 sannyasis and 12,000 brahmacharis and almost unlimited grihasthas, you can say. 12,000 brahmacharis, 700 sannyasis, 74 temples. And they all were there when he left, and he begged, can I see the form of my guru? So then they put down the departed body of Jomanacharya. He did not formally take initiation before that, even though he is a disciple, but that's the incident where he took initiation. That time the Jomanacharya left this world. When you die, your hand supposed to be like this. Also, when you go to sleep, your hand should be like this, not holding like this. That means you're holding this world. Anyway, this is how they explain Shava. Shava means dead body. So Jomanacharya has a three finger like this, supposed to be all open. Then he asked, Mahapurna, everybody asked, all 700 sannyasis was looking. Oh, this is new. We never saw that. This must be just new. And they found out who is he. Because he delivered that Mayavad before even he came to Jomanacharya. So his glory was known by Jomanacharya before he left. He wanted him to get initiated, but the time did not permit it. So that time he lamented and cried and cried and cried. Oh Gurudev, you must have something for me to do in this world. I am taking bow now that I will gather all your scripture that you wrote, five, and then I will put it into a format and I will preach that all over India. Then one finger open in front of everybody. And then he said, then he took bow. I will make a systematic Vaishnava etiquette. Prabhupada says, we took those from him. 108 things in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one purport, he says, 108 things we took from him. How to behave each other, Vaishnava etiquette, respecting sannyasi, guru, how to respect Prabhupada, like this, respect guru. All this etiquette, I will teach and preach, establish this. Then second finger open. Then he says, Gurudev, I'm going to take sannyas now and learn your teaching through your disciple and preach vigorously. Then all three finger open. Then they took it. So after that, anyway, it was a big story. Then they had an emergency meeting and they selected him should be the successor. That's how he came to this point. When he was very preaching Srirangam, it was so beautiful. One day there was a big festival. This is the last, just 1 minute story, last minute. The Srirangam, the so beautiful deity, and all the devotees are glorifying the Lord. Big festival going on, except one. Dhanurdhar. He was a big famous wrestler. Everybody is worshipping the Lord, and imagine, in the festival. And one guy, he's fanning, taking the chamara and fanning a girl. And Ramanuja Acharya noticed, everybody is worshipping the Lord, glorifying the Lord, except this guy, and everybody is watching. Why he's fanning the girl? So Ramanuja Acharya went there. Said, sir, excuse me, you're supposed to fan the Lord. He said, Swamiji, I find my God in her. She's my God. So I am attracted by her eye. Her eye is hypnotizing me. Maybe your deity over there hypnotizing you, you worship him. I worship her because this is what attracting me. Ramanuja Acharya thought, this is very true, you cannot say. You remember in Jayanta Prabhu, Prabhupada's disciple, he's a French devotee, he asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada was a joker too sometimes. They introduced him. Prabhupada, he is a playboy. So I guess Prabhupada didn't know or something, I'm not sure. But Prabhupada said, oh, what does that mean? Oh, he has so many girls. Oh, very good. You tell all the girls, I will introduce you a boy. You come and he will never cheat you and you will be eternally happy. So he didn't get it. Next day Prabhupada repeated the same thing. So similarly, then on the third day he asked Prabhupada, he said, I don't feel attraction to the deity when I see. Prabhupada said, do you feel any attraction to anything? Oh yes, sense objects like flower, woman, very good. You try to search out the origin of this, then you will come to Krishna. Prabhupada said the same thing, what Ramanuja Acharya said. So Ramanuja Acharya says, what do you see? He said, because he's a famous wrestler, he had many men that he always appoint, go village to village and find the most beautiful eye. So they found many girls, they used to bring different girl, beautiful eye, and he would just stare at her, and he would pay her, and he would serve her. This is how he felt attracted. So Ramanuja Acharya, he felt a big challenge. He said, this is not good. In front of everybody, he is challenging this. And it is true. According to true, the Krishna is the center of all attraction. So he said, okay, I want you to give up looking at her and come, I'll show. He said, Swamiji, no offense, I already searched. I searched all the girls in entire of my place. There is no girl as beautiful as her. Your deity, I also looked at many times, no attraction. No, I challenge you, you come. I say, okay, you are challenging. He says, yes. So he took him. In Mother Nanda says yesterday, it was very nice, the heart is called Gufa or Guhaya, like a dark cave, like a dark cave. So in Srirangam, if you go there, I went there, I remember, there is a Gufa, like a little dark. And then you have to go with the lamp. They put a lamp and then they show you. So Ramanuja Acharya took him inside and the pujari gave the lamp and he took him slowly, slowly. And he went near the eye of the Lord. When he went near the eye of the Lord, then he looked at the Lord's eye. And the first thing happened when you look at the eye of the Lord, his ignorance was removed. He was so long somebody is ignorant, they will be attracted by the sense object. Ramanuja Acharya proved it. Immediately his ignorance removed. Then he was captured so much, he started crying. Oh, so beautiful. How is possible I never saw? Ramanuja Acharya says, I challenged you. Now what are you going to say? I thank you. He fell at the Ramanuja Acharya's feet and started glorifying. He doesn't want to move from the eye of the Lord. He said, how is possible he was so beautiful? And then he cried and cried and cried. He became a great devotee later. And it proven that yes, so long we have the ignorance, not possible to see the form of the Lord. But in true sense, Lord is the most attractive than all. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Ramanuja Acharya ki, Nitai Gaura.